When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Speaking of which, Dochi, did you know the unsightly discoloration on your butt cheeks in many of your videos is due to a retention of dead cells? That cellular plaque seen in your video is compromised of dead skin cells, sebum, and baked on fecal matter. Yes, you showed the world the poop barnacles attached to your bati jar while having the nerve to call yourself Swamp Girl. Clearly, this is not in reference to Florida and a direct nod to swampy butt cheeks, the scars running from in between your crack from scratching what I presume to be a stubborn case of candida overload. I would try to stop smoking cigarettes as that is food for candida and a recipe for frequent reoccurring yeast infections. I'd also advise brushing your teeth twice a day. You're skipping the nighttime brush and your teeth are yellow from the Newport tar, dear. Your eyes are even yellow, which means you're experiencing early stage liver failure and have a very poor diet. Surely your label can take you to a doctor for a prescription of Diflucan. All the best, dear. I've also crafted this bar with sea moss and colloidal silver in water phase. This will certainly kill whatever colony of parasites you're consuming from eating Vienna sausages and pickled eggs that is crawling out of your butthole at night and burrowing into the surrounding skin, Dochi. It is very effective for these things. Welcome to the Solomon Ray Podcast. I'm your host, Solomon Ray. That was a beautiful monologue by none other than Azealia Banks, really kind of responding to rapper Dochi a few weeks ago. I just thought that that was very poetic and honestly, also at the same time, very educational. Yeah, I had no idea about plaque and fecal matter being caked on and baked on your butt cheeks. Didn't really know about anything burring in people's buttholes, but you know, every day you learn something new. And what's the point of living if you're not learning something every day? You know, so thank you to Azealia Banks for not only great music, not only great reads, but just always finding a educational moment, you know, something to teach the kids, the community. Yeah. Can you imagine? You know what? I think this will be. Could you imagine an Azealia Banks PBS program, an educational program for kids? Honestly, I'm here for it. I think somebody, whoever is in charge, I don't know who's green lighting shows over at PBS, but they need to get Azealia Banks on the line and start producing a show for kids, an educational show for kids. Because listen, what is it? Sea moss and colloidal silver in the water phase. This will certainly kill whatever colony of parasite you've consumed from eating Vienna sausages and pickled eggs that is crawling out of your butthole at night and burrowing into the surrounding skin. Can you imagine if we learned that at such a young age? The benefits? I mean, honestly, the children are our future. And I just feel we all could benefit from an educational show hosted and produced by Azealia Banks, but definitely this upcoming generation. You know, I think we are, I don't want to say heading in the wrong path, but we have the ability to head into the wrong path, a very dangerous path. And honestly, I think Azealia Banks could be our savior. So again, whoever is in charge of PBS programming, please get Azealia Banks on the line, because I truly would tune in to an educate. Can you imagine? It's like, imagine like the Magic School Bus, but instead of Miss Frizzle, Miss Banks. That's fucking fabulous. Anyways, welcome to the show. I am your host, Solomon Ray. Let's see. Do we have any reviews this week? We don't, but I want to give a shout out to the girls who've rated and reviewed this podcast 5 stars and 5 stars only. Apple Podcasts just recently labeled my podcast bi-weekly. So I'm understandably so. I've been really not on top of my episodes this year, but you know, it went from a weekly podcast to a bi-weekly podcast. And you know what? I can't argue it. You know, I deserve that. That is something I have to wear and deal with. So, again, I'm not going to implement the 3 strikes you're out rule when it comes to the reviews. It is my fault. But anyway, so welcome to the show. Let's see, what was my week like? Oh, I was up in Greece. This week was a weird week. I just feel like it took me a while to kind of reacclimate back into the swing of things.
Excuse me.
This week we are 19 weeks pregnant. Next week will be 5 months pregnant. And next week will mark, from next week, it'll be 4 weeks until the third trimester. And that is just so nuts to me. I'm just like, I just feel like we started this just a few months ago, or, you know, and it is just very cool to see the progress. And I have like this little pregnancy app on my phone, and I'm always just so fascinated with every week's development. And just honestly, like, the human body is really dope if you really think about it, and especially women's bodies, the way that they're able to carry kids, like, it is just fucking nuts. I mean, I could really go on and on, but I am just, even like the placenta, how that works, how it forms, like, it's really fucking nuts, bro. Like, it is some wild fucking shit. So anyways, shout out to You Bitches Can Ever Junior. Let's see. What are we going to talk about this week? This is probably going to be a pretty quick episode. I have a lot of orders I need to do downstairs. Side note. So everything from Baby Mama is in stock. You can order and it's going to be sent out. Now, the thing is, a few weeks ago, as a gift to the girls, like, it wasn't like something we thought about since the beginning, or like we thought about, you know, back in January when we launched. It was not even like that. It was literally like a last minute decision where Tia and I were like, because we were making, producing Lola's Body Butter. And it was a last minute thing. We said, what if we made a small travel size, like a pretty healthy, it's pretty a good size too. Of the body butter, and we give it as a free gift to everyone who pre-ordered. And we're like, yes, that's such a sickening idea. Like, you know, because, you know, I'm all about giving the girls the amenities, the things, the personables, the belongings. I want to give the girls everything. Like, I love companies that appreciate their customers. And I feel like there's no better way of showing your appreciation by occasionally, not always, but occasionally giving them like a free gift or something, like a little token, like saying thank you for patronizing our business. So we were like, girl, let's give the girls a free body butter. So we're adding those to everybody's pre-order. Unfortunately, it's taken a little bit longer to produce and manufacture. And, you know, I mean, it's not taking like crazy long. It will just be a few more weeks. But we are giving the girls the options. The girls who do not, listen very carefully, the girls who do not want a free gift and are like, bitch, run me my fucking hair serum. Run me my stretch mark serum. Run me my t-shirt, my hat, my belongings, my tote bag. Run me my things. then we will send it out. So if you do not, again, if you do not want the free gift and do not want to wait a few more weeks for your order, simply email us at support@babymamabrand.com and just be like, hey girl, send my order out. And we'll send it out. I'm sending out orders right now. There's a lot of y'all who are like, bitch, fuck that shit. Respectfully, a lot of y'all are like, girl, I don't really want that free gift, bitch. Just, I need the bundles. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I get it. So if you want your order sent, if you made a pre-order and you want your order sent out immediately, just email us at support@babymamabrand.com and we will forfeit the free gift. Send your shit out immediately and you will get it in the mail. Also, if you go to babymamabrand.com, you could actually order what's on the website. And if you do not, we're still adding the free gift to those orders. But if you don't want the free gift, just put in the notes, no free gift, thank you. And we'll see that and send and ship the product out. But everything's in stock now. The hair serum, the sheet placenta hair serum, the stretch mark serum, the shirts, the hats, the tote bags, everything is available. Plus, oh my God, so I was doing orders last night for this, and I was putting the gender reveal products in each box because each order gets, you know, a sticker, the gender reveal sticker that's a limited edition design, as well as a hand signed note from Tia and I. And I forgot, I mean, I don't want to say I forgot, but like, I just kind of, I don't know what I'm trying to say. Like, I think seeing the gender reveal in the packages, it, I don't know. I don't want to say it made me emotional because that's not the word I'm looking for. But it made me feel some type of way to where I was like, oh my God, like, I'm getting ready to share something that, you know, clearly I've known and my family's known and my friends have known, but I'm so excited to share it with you all, like the gender. And also I'm really relieved, bitch, because I'm really tired of using they, them pronouns. Okay. I'm so tired of the they, them pronouns. I want to show the girls, like when I buy clothes or like things or for the nursery or something, I want to show the girls, like I'm, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm tired of hiding and living in the shadows. I'm tired of living in the shadows. I want to live in the light. You know, I want to live in my truth. I really want to fucking live in my truth, bitch. So I really cannot wait to get this fucking gender reveal over with and just over with so I can just start sharing things easily. So if you want your product sent out immediately, just email us at support@babymamabrand.com and we will send your shit out immediately and you can start putting that bundles serum into your scalp. And honestly, now, again, we're going to get into the show, but the thing that I just really want to stress is the effectiveness of this hair serum. And it works the same way minoxidil works. Minoxidil being Rogaine. The brand name's Rogaine. The drug name is minoxidil. It works the same way, but faster. And the only reason why it works faster is because there's no shedding phase. So minoxidil, you don't start seeing hair growth for 4 months because the first month, month and a half, 2 months, the hair falls out of the hair follicle and then the new hair grows. So you don't see no motherfucking bundle until about the 4-5 month range. Bitch, because it acts the same way as minoxidil without the shedding phase, you start seeing your bundles within a month. So, I mean, I'm really happy I could say that and mean it and have a product that I said, this is what it's going to do. And it really fucking does it. So, again, like, where is my, I don't know what type of award I get. I don't know if it's a Nobel Peace Prize or an NAACP award, or an Image Award, or a Brit Award, I guess, a Daytime Emmy Award even. Like, whatever award that they give the girls, the Humanitarian Award, the Lifetime, like, I'm changing lives. I'm getting ready to change people's lives and give the girls confidence. So You're welcome. But aside from that, Ryan, what are you doing? Aside from that, what was I fucking saying? Oh, yeah, like, it helps with people who are dealing with male pattern baldness, previous cancer treatments, alopecia, postpartum hair loss. It helps with all that shit. So, and I'm trying to say this delicately and as nicely as possible, but you now have the tools to fix your hair loss. Okay. You now have the opportunity to do so. So I know we live in a society where we love to play the victim. We love to complain and just say, and just really wallow in our... Ryan. Please. But now it's time to stop blaming other people. You should stop blaming your dad and your mom for being bald-headed bitches and the reason why you... Ryan, bitch, you're about to get on my goddamn fucking nerves. You got fucking 30 days. You about to get fucking evicted. Scratching up shit, making so much motherfucking noise. Be fucking still. Shit. She's really, honestly... Ryan's really about to get on my nerves, y'all. Really about to get on my nerves. And, I never thought I would see the day. No, stay underneath that motherfucking couch. Don't creep your white ass out of here. Go back underneath that fucking couch and hide. And don't come over here making no motherfucking noise either.
She's really good on my nerves. I'm not even joking about it. I'm not joking about it.
Yes, lay down. I'm dead ass not even joking about it.
I'm so not joking about it. Billy is the only one that behaves and acts right. Ryan is really working my nerves. And I'm going to get into it. But anyways... Go order your shit on babymamabrand.com. Get your bundles, okay? Stop blaming cancer. Because now, before you could have blamed cancer for your hair loss. Now you can't. Because you have an option. You know what I'm saying? It's like when the girls be like, okay, or like if there is a medicine or there's a solution and you don't want to take the solution, it's now your fault. It's now your fault. You're to blame. Okay? I don't have any hair. I don't have any hair. I'm losing hair. We'll take the get the bundle serum. How about that? You know? Well, you blaming it on the baby. I lost my hair from the baby. I was postpartum hair loss. Well, now you have a solution. Stop blaming the baby. The baby ain't did shit, but did what it needed to do. And took your hair along the way. But now... You can speed that process up. Now you can get your bundles back. So you have two options. You could either be bald and not have your hair, or you could use the bundle serum and get some bundles. But, because you now have the option of making your life better and getting your bundles, now you forfeit the option of complaining. You know, like when the girls... You know when, like, there's an election and the girls be like, I'm not going to vote. Okay, that's fine. You don't have to vote. But when the results come out, you zip your fucking lips, buddy. You don't get a chance to complain. You don't have an opinion. Why? Because your ass didn't fucking vote. You didn't participate. When you vote, you get the ability to be a loudmouth. You get the ability to complain and to voice and open your motherfucking gums and pop your gums. So Same thing is for the girls who are bald. You want bundles or not? You have an option. So don't blame your mom and dad. Don't blame alopecia. Don't blame the baby. That's not even right. Because now you have the option of changing it by heading over to babymamabrand.com and placing your orders immediately. And honestly, honestly, this, I need to text Tia this because we do need to make an alert. There's only about 400 bottles left. I'm dead serious. I just looked at that today. I looked, it's like 470 bottles left. Actually, let me turn on the computer right now. I'll give you guys the exact number, bitch. Oh, 405 bottles left. So, and this is just right now. Who knows by the time you hear this, what's going to happen? So when I be trying, and see, this is why I appreciate the girls who did their pre-orders, because the girls who did their pre-orders, they're smart girls. Smart, intelligent. Einstein could never. Einstein, that dumb bitch, get out of here. The girls who pre-ordered, smart, high IQs. Okay. The girls who pre-ordered, AI. The girls who were like, let me put my fucking pre-order in right the fuck now before it sells out. AI, intelligence. Artificial intelligence. Einstein. Okay. High IQs. Perfect score on the SATs. Okay. Those are the girls. Okay. Now, I know some of you guys did not pre-order, and that's perfectly fine, but now's your opportunity. There are 405 bottles left. 405 bottles left, and I mean, again, you could lead a horse to water, but listen, we will be spending our summers with bundles, okay? And if you want to wear a hat all day long, that's perfectly fine. There's some beautiful hats out there, beautiful hats. Okay, we're not doing that this summer. So again, head over to babymamabrand.com and place your orders. I don't want to be like, oh, we're selling out, but bitch, I'm looking at that number right now and how drastically it dropped. I'll give it a month. I'll be generous. I'll say in a month we'll be sold out. But bitch, I just urge you guys to place your orders, okay? Because it's, you know what it's, you know, like when, have you ever been in school, like elementary school, and somebody, and you were sick? I remember one time we had sixth grade camp, and I was sick. I was slightly sick before we were supposed to go, and it was supposed to be in Alpine or Big Bear, some cold ass shit, bitch. And I was like Big Bear, and it was sixth grade camp, and it was the month of January, so it was my birthday month, but it's cold, bitch. And my mom is black, so she was like, hell to the fucking no. So she made my ass stay home. It was me, Sierra, and I want to say Julian and another Mexican. We did not go to sixth grade camp. So we had to stay home because there was no teachers. There was nobody, you know, we couldn't even go to school. So we just had to stay home, which was fine because I was watching I Love Lucy and like Jerry Springer, you know. Right. I Love Lucy and Jerry Springer. Like that fucking spectrum. Like the fact that I'm in sixth grade, I'm a 12-year-old, literally just turned 12, and like, oh yeah, what are you gonna watch? I Love Lucy, and then in the evening, Jerry Springer. Anyways, so I remember spending the whole week at home, not really caring that I missed sixth grade camp, because it was like, girl, I'm not an outdoor girl, never been. So The next week when I returned to school, that's when everybody was returned to school. And everybody was like, girl, it was so sickening. It was so sickening. Like, oh my God, it was sixth grade camp. Like the water was so cold when we took a shower. There was no hot water. Like, but it was kind of sickening. And I was like everybody was sharing their experiences and I just felt left out. I just felt like I missed something. Like I should have been with them. And then I would got mad with my parents for not allowing me to go. I bought my sleeping bag. I bought all the things I needed to go on this camping trip. And I just couldn't go. And I was really upset. And I just felt like I missed out on something very life-changing. And that's what it's going to be like when you see the girls with their bundles this summer. Thanks to the hair revival serum. And you're going to be like, damn, I should have ordered it. Why didn't I? You know? So I feel like I empathize with people very easily. And I just want the best for you. You know? I just really want the best. I want you to succeed. I want you to thrive. And I want you to win. And you can't really win without bundles. I think that's like an unwritten law. So head on over to babymamabrand.com, place your orders. If you do not want the free gift, just put in the order notes, no free gift. You can put whatever you want. Be like, bitch, no free gift. Fuck that body butter. Like whatever you need to say to that you feel is going to convey the message, that's going to work. We will not add the free gift and we will send out your shit immediately. So, but of course, if you want the free gift, it's there for the taking. It will be sent out in a few more weeks. But yes, so there's that. Let's take one more break and I'll be right back. All right, so I'm back from Greece. Let's see. What did I do in Greece? I feel like I really didn't do too much. I went to Athens the first 2 days. First day, I did a food tour. And the second day, the first day I did a food tour and then I went to the spa. Yeah. And then the second day, I did like a ancient ruins tour. And yeah, I think, bitch, I probably went back to the spa that night too, or that evening before they closed. Yeah, and then I had dinner. Then I flew to Santorini. And I was going to go to Mykonos, but everybody kept telling me while I was there, they're like, oh, are you going to any islands afterwards? Or, you know, and I said, yeah, I'm going to go to Santorini and Mykonos. And they're like, oh, you're going to love Mykonos. It's like the party town. Like, oh my God, there's something to do every single night. Like, it's so lively, the bars, this, that. And I was like, oh, no. Let me cancel this trip, bitch. Let me fucking cancel this trip. But I was still waiting to cancel it. So when I get to Santorini and I saw how divine, how quiet, how peaceful, tranquil that place was, how beautiful the resort was, the ocean, the breeze, the cuntness, I said, oh, no. Let me go ahead and cancel this Mykonos things immediately. And let me extend my stay at this beautiful resort. So that's exactly what I did because, bitch, I wasn't trying to turn up. I wasn't trying to do none of that shit. I don't know what happened to me. But I have no desire of being in the club. I don't want to be around loud. I've said this so many times. I sound like a broken record at this point. I don't want to be around none of that shit. I said earlier on Instagram a few days ago, I said, bitch, bring back the fish fries. Invite me to the fish fry. Invite me to the cookout. Invite me to the barbecue. Because, baby, once the sun sets, baby, I'm in my house. I'm in my home, bitch. I'm not out in these streets. Loud noise, music, drunk people, immediately no. Immediately, no, absolutely not. So, we got to Santorini. It was really divine. And, yeah, it was nice to kind of just relax, read books. And I worked on my cookbook a teeny bit, not as much as I wanted to, but that's okay. It was really about me recharging and, like, not doing much. I went out into the sea on a boat for, like, almost damn near 8 hours, which was really nice. And seeing the different islands and the hot springs and the volcanic shit. That was really nice. That night, I got so turned because I had, like, damn near almost a whole, probably a whole bottle of wine to myself on the damn ship. Then I get to my fucking room back at the hotel, and they gave me not one, but two bottles of champagne. And I just drank too much. And so that wasn't fun the next day. Yeah, that's another thing. Like, I just feel like I don't really enjoy drinking the way I used to. I mean, occasionally at night, like, I kind of want, like, a glass of red wine. But I just know whenever, if I do, I'm going to get a headache or I'm not going to feel good. So I just, you know, don't do it. But I really enjoyed Santorini. I really enjoyed the hotel I stayed at. There was one small incident that really did freak me out. The first night I was there, I'm like in bed now, like at like nine o'clock. I wasn't like jet lagged, but you know, when you wake up at like 5 o'clock in the morning every day, like, bitch, by the time it's 9 o'clock, you like, bitch, I'm ready to go to bed. So it's 9 o'clock and, I wake up at like 10:30 and I'm having a dream that I hear like people talking and I'm like, this is crazy. I wake up and the lights in my hotel room were on and there are two people in my hotel room looking through my shoes. So immediately I get up out the bed and it's clearly housekeeping. They're like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, we'll be out. And it's okay. So I feel it's a little alarming because I think Americans were not really used to turn down services. So, I mean, yes and no. I think most Americans are not. When you get into like the 5-star hotels, there is a additional turn down service at night in the evening. And that, you know, they lay out your slippers and put like mints and chocolates on your pillowcase, get your pillow, like get, it's getting you ready for bed. So once you come back to your hotel room, it's just like, it's nicely cleaned up and whatever. So, but in Europe, in European countries, it's standard. Like there's everyone gets a nighttime turndown service, especially if. And it's very, very common in 5-star hotels and up because there are some higher than 5-star hotels in Europe. So anyways, so boom. So I'm used to it. But every time I've ever had a nighttime turndown service, it's been around like 7, 8, maybe pushing it to 8:30. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never seen nothing past 9 p.m. I've seen it, and I think 8:30 is kind of late. In my opinion, but you know, whatever. But I never see nobody at 10:30, especially while a bitch is in the room asleep. So, and I didn't see nobody really clean. I saw cleaning supplies and things, but I didn't see nobody holding them things. I just saw these bitches looking through my Gucci shoes and my sandals and my Prada slides, bitch. That's what I saw. So a bitch like me, I was like, oh shit, I'm getting robbed. I'm getting robbed. Bitches are been scoping me out since I landed. I'm getting robbed. It's time. It's happening. Because I don't want to say I've always had like a fear of being robbed, but I've been more cognizant the last like 3 years whenever I travel abroad of like, all right, so when I get off the plane, like I make sure that I kind of don't wear anything too flashy or anymore. I just kind of like tone it down, not do too much, especially because I'm traveling alone and, you know, you never know who's at the airport. You never know, like, a bitch might be. Did I tell you about that one time I flew from Paris to Mexico and how my bags were lost and I started to spiral like, oh, these bitches, they, you know. Anyways, so that was what my thought was. And it's really no shade. I'm not even, I hate that I'm saying this, but in Greece, in a lot of European countries, so, okay, no shade. I'm not really trying to be shady. But like in the United States, especially in California, whenever you see the housekeepers, it's mostly Mexicans. I'm not trying to be shady. I'm not. I promise you, I'm Mexican, clearly, but that's just what it is. So in European countries, and I mean, you mostly see like Russian ladies, like you see like white people, bitch. Like those are the housekeepers. And again, it's really no shade. I swear to God, it's really no shade. So in Greece, you know, I'm used to seeing, you know, the white women, the Russians, and, you know, they're the ones who clean up the hotels. And side fucking note, bitch. And I'm not trying to start a race war. Bitch, Mexicans know how to clean. I say that time and time the fuck again. Mexicans know how to motherfucking clean worldwide, bitch. Worldwide. I don't know what's up in it. I don't know how, but Mexicans know what to do. They know how to make it right. They know how to make it clean, make it nice, make it nice. So shout out to the Mexicans. Anyway, so in Europe, you see like the Russian girls or whatever, the older ladies, and they be cleaning and shit like that. So boom. So in Greece, I started to see the Russian people, but also some Greeks as well. And I was like, okay, interesting. Bitch, the two housekeepers that were in my room at the time were like Africans. And I think I was just startled because I was like, I was like, bitch, is this Nigel from Nigeria? Is it really time? Like, and it was no shade. I swear to God, I'm not even trying to shade it. They weren't dressed like housekeepers. So it really fucking startled me because like I saw all the housekeepers that were all dressed in white and they were mostly the Russian people and then the Greeks. And it was mostly guys too, which is kind of wild. You don't really see a lot of guy housekeepers. So when I see a male and a female, I don't know if they're from Nigeria, bitch, but, you know, I'm just going to say just, you know, the Nigerian girls. I was like, and they were looking through my shoes. I said, not you looking through my, like, bitch, why are you looking at my stuff? Why are you looking through my belongings? It looked, honestly, that, I mean, I can't really say what was happening, but the optics didn't look right. It just didn't look right. It didn't feel right. I understand it is a turndown service. I get it. But 10:30 is a little late, in my opinion. And I told the hotel people, I said, 10:30 is way too fucking late. You ain't got no business in nobody. And I guess they didn't see I was sleeping. But, baby, I don't know. I just woke up and I saw them two people going through my shit. And I was like, nah. Now, I know you ain't doing all that. Like, you need, what's going on? And she was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And they just, you know, scurried out. And of course, they were actually housekeepers. Clearly, they weren't like thieves. But it just, I was like, you have to understand, I'm in a slumber, bitch. And I wake up and I see people rummaging through my shit in the middle of the night. I immediately, bitch. When I tell you, my reflexes be on go. Bitch, when I tell you my reflexes be on fucking go, bitch. You would have thought I literally grew up in like the projects, you know, with drive-by shootings every other day. You would have thought like I really grew up in the motherfucking trenches the way my reflexes be on go. Bitch, the way I flew out that goddamn bed. no fucking sense, looking like a bat out of hell, bitch. So I know those two people were like, ooh, not this one. Not this one. He might be a little too crazy. And I immediately texted WhatsApp the people at the hotel, and I said, immediately no, like, don't, you know, I told them whatever. And they're like, all right, we'll have, he was like, oh, did you have your do not disturb sign up? You could put that up. And I said, no, because there is no new do not disturb sign. And you know what? In all actuality, that is my fault, because I didn't look for one. So they're like, okay, we'll, the next morning, they're like, we'll give you a do not disturb sign. So they gave me the do not disturb sign. And it's the paper kind that you hang. First off, let me rewind. They were like, oh, it's in the wardrobe cabinet. I said, it's not, because I looked. They're like, it's somewhere in the hotel. I said, bitch, I've scoured this whole goddamn hotel. And I gave them videos and photos. I said, it is not in this hotel. I mean, in this room. So he was like, all right, cool. We'll give you a do not disturb sign. It is one of those paper hanging do not disturb signs. So I told them, I said, I appreciate this, but I want you to know I wasn't born yesterday. Okay. My umbilical cord was not cut yesterday, nor was it cut a month ago. But all that to say, this do not disturb sign was never in this room. And I guarantee you it's not in any of these rooms. The reason why I know that is because the type of do not disturb sign this is, it's a hanging do not disturb sign. Do you see a doorknob on this? No. So the doors to the little suites, they didn't have doorknobs. It was like a, you just put the key in, you twist the key and you push the door. So I was like, this is, you can't hang this anywhere. So, and it's too windy on the cliff. So you can't even put it, like, kind of hang it outside the door in the crack or not. Like, this is not the right do not disturb sign for this property. And so I said, you guys need to implement something, and I need to talk to your manager and I need to talk to them. They're like, oh, we'll have one of the staff come over. And I said, no, you're not listening to me. I need to talk to the manager. So I told the manager, the general manager of the property, I said, this is not an adequate do not disturb sign, and you know it. Okay, so please let's not, like, I'm a grown entire man. Don't talk to me like I'm stupid. You know, and I know, this is not an appropriate do not disturb sign. This is not adequate. This is not something that's going to work. You guys need to find a way, like, an implement some sort of strategy to, one, prevent this from happening, and implement a do not disturb sign that works with these rooms. Because where am I supposed to hang this? Where am I supposed to put this out? Who's supposed to see it? Should I keep it in my room and wait for somebody to open up the door and then see it? Like, it doesn't motherfucking make any sense. Like, you have to figure out something that's going to work. So, of course, you know, I let them know, like, their faults and stuff. And I feel like I was kind of nice. You know, I wasn't, like, an asshole about it. But I was like, you know, stuff like this should not happen. And I, you know, I understand it is nighttime turn down service, but 10:30 is too late. I don't care where in the world you are, 10:30 is too damn late. Okay. And if you're getting people from the United States, especially tourists, come, your number one thing in this country is tourism. So not to shade them, you know what I'm saying? Not to shade, like, you know, the country, but it's your number one thing is tourism. So you need to perfect this. This is where you need to perfect. And if you're getting people from the United States, we're, one, not used to nighttime turndown service. And we're definitely not going to be used to somebody walking into our rooms while we're asleep at 10:30. You'll never be able to make that work. You'll never be able to make that a thing. So it's better for you to fix this. And yeah. And you know what? Like, I just feel like we need to really let the girls know what's up. I feel like we really need to leave the reviews. We need to let people know places that they should improve on. Otherwise, they just don't know. They won't know. You know? Like, now that the manager hit me up before I left, and he said, I really like that you were trying to figure out something to do with the do not disturb thing. And I said, yeah, you should. Because if that happens again, it may not be a good situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, honestly, if I were to have mentioned that on my social media accounts while I'm, you know, the optics of it, while I'm out of the country by myself, my followers know I have a child on the way. I'm by myself. If they found out there was some sort of breach of security, you know how, you know, they would go, my followers would go on, y'all would go on all them Yelp, Google reviews and tear their asses the fuck down right before they go into season. So everybody who gets ready to book that hotel is going to look at those crazy reviews. And I know that sounds crazy, like, oh, girl, please. But I've seen it happen with my followers before, like multiple times. And the fact that I have a kid on the way and people are so, you know, like more on alert with stuff like that, I know my followers would not have played. So if I was a dick, I could have done that, you know, but, you know, I didn't. I just wanted to like say, hey, this is like a room for improvement. This is something that you guys definitely need to fix. And, you know, honestly, they were really cool. And he was like, yeah, we definitely need to fix that. I like this input. And he sent me like, you know, some free shit, and not like free, like crazy shit, like a few bottles of champagne, like a bottle of wine, actually, the next day. And some little goodies to eat. And honestly, aside from that, like, I'm like, I hate that that tainted it a little bit. But would I stay at this hotel again? Absolutely. Abso-fucking-lutely. It was so amazing. The service, the people, the food was good at that hotel. Like, every single thing was great. It was just that small little incident where, like, you know, I'm like, whatever. But it was all in all a fantastic hotel. I totally would recommend the girls going there. But yeah, I had a really good time. It was nice to relax. I saw some cool little sightseeing things. And yeah, for the most part, like, would I go back to Greece? No. And I only say no because there's other places in the world I still want to visit. And I think I've seen what I needed to see from Greece. No shade. You know, there's some other places in Italy that I really want to go to. So hopefully when You Bitches Can Never Junior is like around 3 or something, I can take them to Italy, because I definitely want to go to like the Amalfi Coast, Capri, Tuscany, you know, more cunt places. So I definitely want to go to those places. So hopefully when my child's a little older, maybe like 3, 3 and a half, maybe, I'll travel out to those spots. I am thinking about going to one more international trip before the baby's here. And I just don't know where, you know, something is drawing me to Brazil, but every time I think about, well, what am I going to do in Brazil? And it's like beaches and partying, and I'm not neither of those things, but I do want to see the Christ Redeemer thing. I do want, there's something very iconic, I think, about aspects of Brazil, but it's like, then, but what else do you do? You know, the one thing I loved about Greece was seeing the ancient ruins. There's something cool about traveling somewhere and seeing, I've said this before, of seeing something that's like 2,800 years old. Like, that's nuts. You know, like, that is really fucking crazy. 2,800 years old. That's nuts. So I like that. So I'm trying to like think of like, where else can I go? I still want to go to Thailand. I think I'm out of season though, and it's like monsoon season or something, but like it's some wild shit. I do want to go to Thailand. I still kind of want to go to Korea, but I'm not really into Korean food. I'm not into fermented stuff. Fermentation is just, it's not for me. I was reading this book and they're talking about like, you know, fermenting food or whatever. And they're like, oh yeah, you put it on the, and Koreans put it in the soil and, or some shit and you need moisture. And so, and I was just like, bitch, I'm about to throw it. Can't do it. So I do want to go to Miss Korea, but at the same time, it's like, girl, what am I going to eat? Where else do I want to go? I do not want to go to Australia. I do not want to go to Canada. You know what I kind of want to go? I want to kind of go to them white people places too. What are they called? Like Finland, Denmark, or the Northern Lights, Ireland, or maybe not Ireland. What's the Greenland, Iceland? Iceland, I think it is. That shit up there, up on the top of the globe. I kind of want to go there. But I think my next one, I kind of want to go somewhere that's not like super expensive. I don't want to go anywhere in the Caribbean. I don't want to go to no Mexican shit, bitch. No Central American shit. It's no shade, but like, that's just, I don't want to do that. I kind of want to see Argentina. I wouldn't mind going to Peru. What else is on the earth, bitch? Oh, bitch, honestly, what I really want to do, I want to go to Kenya. That's really, bitch, what I want to do. And I want to go to that giraffe Kenya thing. Maybe go to Kenya and South of Africa. Those are the things I want to do. I don't want to go to Ghana. It seems late. No shade to the Ghanaese girls. I don't want to see Nigeria, no shade to, I don't want to see Sudan, none of those things. I want to go see Kenya just for the giraffe thing. And then I want to go to, I heard South Africa is really cunt. So I really want to go there. So yeah, maybe I need to go to the Africas. Yeah. I wouldn't mind going to Morocco. Yeah. Uh-huh. Where else do I want to go? Yeah, that's really it, bitch. Do I want to go to China? I do want to go to China, but like, I've heard some wild shit about China. Like Beijing and like the cunt shit, like Hong Kong. Like I hear like the nice luxurious stuff is super luxury, like so luxuriously cunt. But then I also hear like the girls be shitting in holes, you know, in some parts of China. Not like the main places, but like the Guangzhou and, you know, all them places in China. It's no shade to the Chinese girls, but I hear they be shitting in holes. No, for real, bitch, no. Google this. I'm not joking. They shit in holes. Like, my friend Jonathan, him and Yandy went to China on a trip, and he was like, bitch, I need to use the bathroom. He was like, but you go into, like, the public bathrooms are like wherever, like if you're out and about, and it's no stalls. It's just these little places that you squat and you shit into a hole. I said, bitch, now I know you lying. He said, bitch, no, I'm dead serious. You shit in a fucking hole. I said, now why are you lying to me, friend? Why are you lying? You have never lied to me a day in your life. Why are you gonna start now? Why? What is the point? What do you gain from lying? It's better to just be truthful. He said, bitch, I'm not fucking lying. And so I Googled it, and bitch, it's really motherfuckers in China shitting in holes, bitch. They are shitting in holes. And just chilling, just shitting in a hole, just like, hey, girl, I'm going to throw up. I'm really going to throw up right now. Like, I'm trying not to be rude to or xenophobic at all. I think that's xenophobia. I don't want to be like that. But girl, I can't do the shit. I can't do things that are not hygienic. I honestly, that is really where I draw the line. I cannot do the non-hygienic shit, bitch. I want to go back to India, But girl, they doing some shit up in India. The girl, first off, and again, I hope I'm not offending nobody, but they raping the girls up in India. No, they really are. No, it's some shit going on in India right now. Go look into it. There's this thing I saw on Netflix called To Kill a Tiger, or yeah, something like that. And it's a documentary. I think I talked about this on this goddamn podcast. I did it on live. And this girl, she's like 13 or 14. And she gets gang raped by three guys at a wedding. And the village gets mad at her for going to the police. And then the police and the village, like, authority or whatever, that's in charge of, like, their village or whatever. And all the citizens were like, the best solution for this, instead of, like, prosecuting these boys for raping her, instead of that, marry this girl to one of the rapists and it will be washed clean. And I'm like, y'all niggas can't be real. This can't be real. And it was dead ass real. I watched that whole thing, like, my jaw was to the fucking floor, bitch. So, and you know what's crazy? I mean, again, I'm not trying to be xenophobic, but they be doing some stuff up in India, bitch. And I do remember, like, and I feel like I've said this too on this podcast. When I was in India, I had the time of my life. I had an amazing time. The food was good. We only ate in, like, high-end restaurants because, bitch, I was not about to eat no street food. Not that street food. Not that. Bitch, hell no. And I only stayed in 5-star hotels, so, because, bitch, and that's saying a lot, because when we were in Agra, I was like, oh, this is a 5-star hotel, bitch. It was like a Motel 6, and we had to have security sit outside the door, because I was like, don't leave me and my cousin. His name was Dilip, real sweet guy, too. And Dilip did not leave our side, bitch. Because I feel like he knew. He was like, these niggas is crazy. It's dangerous out here in these streets. So, but I remember being out in India. And again, I had amazing time. And I would honestly love to go back. Because there's aspects of North India that I really want to go to. Like Jaipur and all the pores. And like the forest type shit. I really want to go back to that so bad. But I remember being there and you could sense the sexual tension of these men. Like, these men were not, like, they were sexually deprived. Like, something was going, I don't know how to describe it. And my cousin can vouch for this. She actually said that she vouched for me when I said this a few weeks ago. She said, yeah, like, they were just sexually deprived and you could sense, like, the hunger. Like, you couldn't even walk through the street and niggas was just looking at her and I. It was, and it was like very unnerving. It was like, are they okay? Like, you okay, bitch? You need to relax. You know, it looked, and you know, so it just was wild. But they do have a sexual assault issue in India. And I hate labeling the girls, you know, with something, but they do have a sexual assault issue up in India. So, and honestly, it's really no shade. They also have like a sanitary issue too in India. It's very beautiful, very culturally rich and stuff. But like, I think the only way I could really go is if it's like super luxury and super 5-star. And when I went the first time, I had a private driver the whole time, one driver the whole time we were there. And when we went to another city, you know, and like for real went to another city, not like went to, you know, the adjoining city or across the street. When we went to a whole entire city in the country of India, the driver was there and he was our main driver the whole time and a security person. So, I mean, that made it easier, but girl... Anyway, so I definitely want to go on another trip. I just don't know where yet. So hopefully I get the ability to do that before my child gets here. Girl, we only got 4 more months, damn near. That's so crazy. 4 months. 4 fucking months. That is so nuts to me. Like, I'm really about to have a roommate in 4 months. Time is really flying by. Well, anyways, on that note, move right along. A smooth operator, I'm a smooth operator. A smooth operator, I'm a smooth operator. Okay, so we are back. If you want to write into the show, send it in to ask@thesolomonraypodcast.com. This week we have, can I say their name? Yes. Something from Danielle. Danielle writes in, says, you better work. Hi, Solomon. Just saw you post a bunch of stuff from Greece and how much being a father is the ultimate title that you hold for yourself above anything else. It got me to thinking about how much society doesn't view parenthood that way. You bitches can ever junior is so lucky to have somebody that climbed all these mountains for them. It's heartwarming to see how much love and care you hold for them, not only in spirit, but in actions too, which I know sounds like, duh, bitch. That's your child, of course. You're going to give the clothes off your back for them and care for them. But some of these parents these days do not have that mindset for their kids, which is really scary, bitch. I'm still young, 25, and don't see kids in my future until I'm financially capable, which sometimes feel like I'll never catch up. But your segment on your last your last Savannah podcast. No, because why did y'all really love the Savannah podcast? Side note, not me calling it the Savannah podcast. But your segment on your last Savannah podcast got me emotional about the days where $50 meant the world to you and it didn't even really feel like the struggle because of your mindset. My car just broke down and I've been taking the bus and I feel like at my big age, it's ridiculous. I don't have a savings big enough to get a new car immediately. So when you reflect on those days that were the struggle and compare them to where you are now, it always gives me a little hope that in 10 to 15 years, I'll get there too. Because if there's one thing I'ma do is work my ass off to get there, bitch. Anyways, sorry for jumping around so much. I swear I got the question in this big email. I just wanted to thank you first for sharing so much of your life with us. I live for the last episode in the Savannah Chronicles. I feel like you've been mentioning Drag Race a few times on both of your podcasts. So I wanted to ask what you think of the current season and the top three. And also, just curious who your all-time favorite girls are. Your podcast and sibling rivalry are the only ones I listen to. Oh, so I love when you mention Bob and Monet. Hope you have a fabulous vacay and get your basking. And before you jump back into work, you deserve it, Danielle. Thank you, Danielle. That's so sweet. Yeah, I love that you listen to Sibling Rivalry. I think that's such a fact. Honestly, I was thinking about it. I was listening to it yesterday, I think. And I was like, this is actually such a fabulous podcast because the dynamic between Bob and Monet is so unique. Where there are some people who have a host and they're like friends, but like they're like supportive friends or like how friends normally are. But the combativeness between Bob and Monet is, I feel like, very once in a lifetime that you get people like that, to where it's still so much. You can tell that they love each other so much, but it's like they just go toe to toe and they're just like not taking their foot off of each other's necks. And it's so endearing. It's very comedic. It's entertaining. And it's just, I think, a once in a life. Like, you don't get a lot of dynamics like that. Like, that's a very special dynamic. So I love that show so much. My top three of this year. First off, I did like this season. And the top three is Plain Jane, Nymphia Nguyen, and Safira Cristal. Did I see this being the top three? Yeah, I did. I think I might have. If there was going to be a top four, I kind of would have seen Plasma maybe in top four. I could have seen her being, if she didn't have to go against Maya, I feel like Plasma could have gotten a little further because I kind of saw it for her. I think she had the chops to go all the way, maybe not all the way and win, but definitely top four. But as far as a top three, I think it's a strong top three. I'm glad with the winner. I know some people are like, damn, like Safira was robbed. But I just feel like, how many? I think Nymphia had 2 wins and Safira had 4. And I want to say, I mean, I don't have it in front of me, but I'm not trying to negate Safira's track record, but I think one of them was a group win where I think Nymphia's were, all, both of hers were solo wins. Not saying that it matters because a win is a win, right? But I just think that Nymphia's track record was still flawless. I think every runway was very, she had the best runways every single week. She didn't do well in Snatch Game. But in all fairness, I'm not really trying to shade any of the queens. I don't think nobody this season did really well in Snatch Game. And I know people love, they're like, oh, Safira was eating up James Brown. Not to be shady, but I don't want to say it was a take it or leave it, because if it was, I would want to take it. You know, I'll take it. But I don't think it was on the same level as like, you know, a Jinx Monsoon. You know, I don't think it was like, oh, bitch, it's so memorable. You know, I think it was just good. I think it worked, you know, and I think, you know, it wasn't that strong. But against other people who had really bad, like really bad Snatch Game personalities, you know, when everyone else is doing really bad, you can kind of do okay and still shine, you know? So I don't think, you know, it does suck that Nymphia had a really bad Snatch Game, but I feel like most of them did. I did think Safira's runways were spectacular. So they both did really well with the runways. I think the only thing that really kind of faulted Safira was she wasn't in the bottom ever. I mean, Nymphia was never in the bottom. And not for nothing, I think Nymphia did better on the lip sync, the final lip sync, you know? Because when I started looking, because first off, the fangs during the final lip sync from Safira, I was like, what does that have to do with anything? You know? And, you know, I just feel like, I feel if you're going to do a reveal, there has to be a build up to the reveal. You know, there has to be like there has to be an arc or like it has to have a build up in a performance. And I think when you hit off strong out the gate, you kind of lose your wind. I mean, you know, you're kind of like, you put all, you know, you show everybody everything that you could do right out the beginning of the song. So then by then it's like, oh girl, we're out. Whereas I think Morphine, when that bitch performs, that bitch knows how to give levels to and build up the performance to make it better and bigger and bigger and bigger for the whole song. So that bitch knows how to perform. Now, and it's really no shade because I really wasn't trying to, I didn't really see it for Morphine earlier on in the season. But when she started taking bitches out in them lip syncs, I said, okay, all right, I see you. I see you, bitch. I see you. I know people were like living for Nymphia's reveal with the boba and the balloons. And granted, it was great. But hold on. I know not everybody watches Drag Race, so I'm sure people are like, bitch, I don't know what you're talking about. But when the girls be like, oh, Nymphia's reveal was the same as Sasha Velour. It wasn't. Okay, was it good? Yes. Was it sickening? Yes. Is it the same as Sasha's? Absolutely not. Because Sasha had, first off, a story to tell. Not saying that Nymphia didn't, but Sasha, it built up to that. And plus, it built up to that because that bitch was bald the whole fucking season. So now you see this bitch in a fucking wig with the rope. Now, and I don't really like to give the white girls a lot of credit. I really don't. And I know that sounds motherfucking shady, but it takes a lot for me to give a white bitch a lot of credit. But Sasha really ate that up. So it's not too much on Nymphia, but I do believe she should have won. And I think it was fair. And it's nice to see an Asian win out of 16 seasons. And I think, well, like an East Asian. I think she's like East Asian. Yeah, because I know Raja won. She's South Asian. But, you know, it ain't been many Asian girls. And yeah, I think it was deserved. Do I think Safira should be on All Stars? No, because I don't think there's anything for Safira to prove. I think it would be an insult to invite Safira to All Stars and have her compete when she literally had a flawless performance on Drag Race. There's nothing for her to improve on. Like, what is she supposed to improve on? There's nothing that she really faltered at. You know, runways, sickening. Performances, sickening. Snatch game, sickening. Comedy, sickening. Well, the comedy was okay, but, you know, not that bad. What else? Girl group, Rusical, everything was sickening, sickening, sickening. So when you come back for All Stars, it's like you got to be like, okay, I didn't do this well, this part on my season. So now I get a chance to show the audience I improved on my snatch game. I improved on my stand-up comedy. I improved on all these things. Safira has nothing to improve on. So, you know, it does suck. I mean, would I have liked a double crowning? I could have seen a double crowning for Safira and Nymphia. I really could have. And I would have respected it. But I also like, honestly, you know what I also like? I also like when the girl, it's just one winner. And I like when the girls get sent home. You know, I hate when it's like a Shantae You Stay thing, like a double Shantae. Like, bitch, I don't really like that. Like, send the girls fucking packing, okay? Send the bitches packing and send them home. Honestly, I don't mind a double sachet. Both of y'all can go home. I don't mind that. So I know I'm not the typical, you know, what the viewers really love, but I like when the girls go home. Get them out. Gotta go home. Bye. I cannot wait for this new season of All Stars. Roxy Andrews is back for a third time, and it's a no elimination season, which is so sickening. And I think really is, there should be more no elimination seasons, especially for All Stars, because the girls come back and they're spending upwards of $100,000 on their packages, you know, on their runway packages. So I feel like, let the girls showcase the stuff. But yeah, I can't wait. Not really like excited for this cast. I am excited for, bitch, I'm excited for Roxy and I'm excited for Chanel. Yep. I'm excited for Chanel and I'm excited for Roxy. And I hope Chanel gives us the same energy she gave us in season one. I hope she gives us that same energy. I fucks with Chanel. I like Chanel season one. So I really can't wait for, was it season one with Chanel or season two? Sorry, I said I was not going to be doing this on the internet. Chanel, I think it was season one. Drag Race. Let's see. Season one. Chanelica Betancourt. All-Stars season 9. Oh, I cannot wait. But yeah, I cannot wait. What was your other question? I feel like you asked me one more thing. Also just curious, who are your all-time favorite girls? Ooh, that's a good one. Who is my all-time? I think Bianca. First off, Bob, the drag queen, is one of my faves. And I mentioned why, like, you know, just constantly going to his shows in New York. Bob is one of my faves. I really love the comedy queens. Bianca is really one of my faves. Jinx is one of my faves. I do like Roxy. I do like... Who else? Like, I'm trying to think of like my major faves. Damn. I do like Trixie. I like Kennedy Davenport. I like, who else? I feel like I like a lot of like the Black queens. Those are like my faves. I do like Valentina. Who else? I like Bag of Chips from the UK. I think she's hysterical. Who else? I think that might be all I can think of. Do I like any of the Alaska? No. Just Roxy. Who else? I like Raven. I like Chanel, of course, the earlier seasons. I like Raja, of course. I feel like there are some other people I'm like, I love Yara Sofia. I love Alexis Mateo. I love a lot of the Puerto Rican queens. Yeah, that's all I can really think of. I'm sure there's more, but yes. But let's see, what else did you say in here? Yeah, I feel like, you know, you're still young, you're 25, and I think the thing is, as long as you stay focused on what you want to accomplish, you'll be fine. Because I think your mind is your most powerful tool. And if you believe in the universe and energy, that is neither here nor there. But as long as you can tell yourself and your mind can motivate you to be like, all right, let me get up every morning and get on this damn bus. My car is broke down, but bitch, it ain't gonna be broke forever. You know, and I always tell people this is like, sometimes when you're like knee deep in something, it's hard for you to see your way out. But then you have to realize where you came from, you know, and how far you've come. And sometimes that puts things in perspective. You know, like you'd be like, well, damn, bitch, I'm kind of far away from that. I'm still far away from where I'm trying to go, but at least I'm far away from where I started. So that kind of puts things in perspective. And sometimes I use that whenever I'm like down in the dumps. But yeah, I just feel like I always, like I've said this before, I just always knew where I was going to land. I always knew where I was going to go. And I knew I was going to fight tooth and nail to get it. And no one was going to stand in my way. The only person who can stand in my way was myself. And I know that sounds really like cliche and corny, but I just knew no one could stand in my way. It was just me. And I was not my biggest enemy, but like, I just know like, if I said I could do something, I believed myself. I trusted myself. So don't feel down in the dumps. Again, this too shall pass. And honestly, like sometimes like when you go through difficult times, it really is a, you know, I know it's hard to say this because you're living in it right now. You're probably like, bitch, this don't help. But when you get out of it, you'll probably see it more. But like when you're down in the dumps and like you're really going through it, and you're in a difficult time, when you get out of it, you realize you learned a lot from it, you've gained a lot, and you will find later on in life moments where you start to win in life, or like, and not saying like anything grandiose, but like little moments where you win or you excel or you do well in, you realize like, oh, that was because of a lesson I learned during this time, or like a trait I gained, or learning to whatever. Like there's little things that you kind of look back on and be like, oh, bitch, I got that from that. You know, so it's not just I tried not to look at it as just like, oh, this is a horrible thing that happened to me and I got nothing out of it. You know, I look back on those rough years of my life and I'm like, bitch, there's, you know, I could not be doing what I am doing now if it wasn't for that. And there's things I've learned. There's, it molded me into the man I am today to be able to navigate myself now. Last night, I came downstairs to make myself some tea. And I got to thinking, I was like, my child is going to like look at me a certain way. And I'm gonna have to tell them like, your dad's not smart. Your dad is actually not smart. I am not a smart person. But I'm street smarts. I'm savvy. And there's aspects of things that happened to me in my life that made me able to do all this. But it's not because I'm smart. I'm not a smart person. I'm really a dumb bitch. So, you know, like even I'm in the middle of closing on a deal and sometimes I have to pinch myself of how lucrative this deal is. And I'm like, I could not do this if it wasn't for the shit I went through in my life and the things I had to see, the things I had to endure. You know, the way I move through business is, you know, it's really a result of how I moved and had to move then, and very cautiously, very strategically, very aware, but kind of playing like you're not aware, kind of being looking like you're dumb when you're really, really smart. There's certain like little strategies that I've learned. And it was, you know, from survival from then to where it's really helping me succeed now. So I just want to say like all that to say, don't beat yourself up. This too shall pass. And you will look back in 10 years and be like, now that wasn't my fondest moments in life, but I did learn a lot and I did take a lot. And I'm kind of low-key grateful for having gone through some of those things because it makes you appreciate, well, for me at least, I can only speak for myself. It makes me appreciate everything even more now. So I hope that helps. And girl, bitch, I didn't have no fucking savings in my account. Girl, that was like a fucking joke, okay? When the girls be like, oh, you know, especially when fucking banks would be like, we have overdraft protection. Bitch, it ain't protecting nothing if I ain't got no motherfucking coins in my savings account. Talking about, you know, if we can't cover a charge, then we'll put it from your savings account to your checking. Bitch, there ain't nothing in the safe. Bitch, there's nothing there. That little fucking, well, we could do an automatic transfer of $100 a month. Bitch, the minute y'all transferred $100 into my savings, I'm transferring it right the fuck back in my checking because I need it. Like, you know what I'm saying? So don't beat yourself up for that. I feel like it's a lot harder for people to have savings accounts now. And bitch, I didn't have a savings account for so long. And I mean, now I do, but I think five, six years ago, I did it. And bitch, I was in my 30s. I didn't have no fucking savings account. I was like 31, 32. I didn't have nothing in my... I didn't have nothing like that. So all that to say is just don't beat yourself up. You're still young. And even if you weren't young, it doesn't matter. You know, like... I think... There is definitely, we need money. Definitely, we need like all those things to survive. But there are so many aspects that make life really good. And even when, like you mentioned, like even me just having fucking $50 to go to grocery store, that was such a big amount. But it wasn't, and you know, I could have kept that $50 just for myself. But I was like, no, I can't wait to spend all this $50 on food for Serena, me, her, you know, her mom and her brother, so we could all have Sunday dinner, you know, because the community, the feeling, like that is what brought me joy. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's for me, I'm sure I come off as someone who's like really makes money super important, but it's, I mean, it is, but for me, it's like, I'm the type of person where I can spend all my money. If it meant I could spend it on family and friends and giving back and just being happy, I'm okay with that. You know, like those are things that I really love. I love. So I'm saying, yes, you know, it does suck, but there's some like, I think it's important to find like the happiness outside and during that time and outside of what you're experiencing, you know. And for me, it was spending time with my best friend and being around people that mattered. Even though I was broke, even though I literally, like, bitch, when I think about being broke, I'm like, oh my God. I would honestly, if I was anywhere near how broke I used to be, I would probably have a heart attack at this point in my life. I don't think I could weather the storm. That's how poor I mean, I wasn't even broke, bitch. I was poor. Like, when I think about that, I'm like, bitch, I don't know how I was able to withstand all that, because I couldn't do it now. I literally would have a heart attack and an anxiety attack and probably roll over and die. I really would. I would just roll over and fucking cry and just die. I don't know how I did that. But, bitch, I was poor. That's so nuts to me. Now that I say that, like, it's so crazy. Anyways, thank you so much for writing in and moving right along. All right, so I think that's going to conclude the... Whew, hold on, my hair is itchy. Ugh, God, it's like noon. I've been up 4 hours. And I need a nap. I think that concludes the episode. I don't really have any final thoughts. I think I had some things I wanted to talk about. I was going to talk about Jennifer Lopez again, but I got to get back to this work. I have a lot to do today. So, and I got to go back into my dungeon, do some orders. So I'm just going to. Yeah. Well, go to babymamarand.com. You already know what to do. I have to go to Florida. Shit. I'm so sorry. I'm just a little tired. I have to go for a business meeting it's going to be in Fort Lauderdale. So I'm leaving Sunday. I'll be back by Tuesday. Or am I going to be back on Wednesday? No, I'll be back on Tuesday. Yeah, Sunday. Yeah, Tuesday. Bitch, when I tell you, it was going to be in Miami, but I'm like, oh, girl, it's not. Because the places I try to avoid the most are Miami and Los Angeles. Not great places at all. So, unfortunately, I'm like, unfortunately, no, I have to go to do this and get this done with. And I'll be back next week. Oh, yeah, I was going to tell you why I was going to evict Ryan. Because, yeah, I'm talking about you, bitch. She looked directly at me. Oh, why'd she look at me like that? Yeah, she's about to get evicted this week. But I'll talk about it next week, bitch. I'm tired. Then I got to edit this show, do these orders, work on this cookbook, get this baby shower together, make these phone calls, call my doctor. And then I have therapy today. And I need to try to make it to the gym. Yeah, let me get off this mic, y'all. Well, on that note, thank you guys so much for listening. And until next week, take care of yourself and each other. Bye.